想请问一下，在我们当中有没有人从来没有去过看棒球赛的
？So any one of you have never been
从来没有去过的
？Never been in a baseball game？
棒球是美国的这个文化这个很重要的一件。
So baseball game is a very important element in the American culture。
在六月八号
，On June 8th。
我们有一个侥幸有一个机会可以去到那个靠近 Flushing 的那个 City Field 里面来观看一个球赛。
So on June 8th, and we have opportunity to watch a baseball game, and which is partly conducted by CCHC, Chinese Christian Herald.
我们只参与而已。那天有大概四五万人。
So CCHC is a participant, and on that day there will be 40,000 to 50,000 people.
但是呢，我们有个很好的机会， But, 就是他让我们呢在那个棒球赛的之前有两个小时可以敬拜赞美。
So they given us the opportunity 2 hours before the game.To praise God in front of all those people.
这个在一个进口的地方。
So it is a very strategic position near the entrance of the ballpark.
那个球赛是6月8号1点钟礼拜六下午1点钟开始。
So the game start at 1 p.m.
然后11点呢就开始了，就让我们在那里可以唱诗，可以赞美。
But before the ball game starts on 11 a.m., and they allow us to sing praise to the Lord in front of all the people.
进球场的人都会看到我们在唱诗。
So that will be a very good testimony for those who enter into the ballpark.
他们也可以参与来唱的。
And as a matter of fact, they can participate in the singing together with us.
在那个在从来没有试过华人的教会可以在那里可以这样做。
So it was unprecedented that Chinese have the opportunity to praise God in front of the people who most of them do not believe in God.
那同时呢，我们的角声的那个儿童管弦乐团呢，可以在那个球场里面呢来有唱几首歌。
So actually our children, the symphony have the opportunity to orchestrate the music program in the ball game and the ballpark also.
我们的小孩子呢高兴得不得了。
So our children are so excited.
但是他们呢已经卖了150张票了。
So just because of them, we already sold 150 tickets.
然后呢他们那个City Field 呢他们还会给我们一个机会有30秒钟可以在他的大荧幕里面来介绍我们的福音广场。
So actually the ballpark, which is called City Field, gave us a few minutes, 30 seconds to advertise our program to the public.
因为我们将会在 Flushing 那个地方来开始一个福音广场。
Because CCHC is about to embark on a very important ministry called Gospel Plaza.
是很难得有这样的一个机会向这个主流社会来介绍。
So this is a very golden opportunity that we can introduce a Christian program to the mainstream of the society.
然后呢他把一些支持我们的最多的就是说买票最多的教会呢他们的名字也放在那个 screen 里面表示感谢他们的赞助。
And it also showed the name of the church who buy the churches who buy the most number of tickets and shown in the screen as a way to express their gratitude.
这个都是很好的一些机会。
So this is a very good opportunity in my point of view.
然后呢，假如你说我都不太喜欢看棒球的。
Well, you may argue that I'm not very interested in watching a baseball game.
那你其实也可以去参观一下。
And you can take the opportunity to just gain a new experience.
他给我们有一个贵宾室。 可以一家大小了，可以在那里玩游戏啊。
So actually they gave us a VIP room. So those who are not interested in watching the ball game and your whole, the whole family can just gather together and then have your own private time.
坐在 screen 里面来看。
And of course you still can see the ball game through the window and through the screen.
那小孩子也可以在一个小小的棒球场里面呢来玩的。
And then the children can play games in a miniature baseball park.
不过呢，这上面所有的一切呢，他有一个要求，他要我们大概那四五万个座位里面呢，我们只要卖到八百张的票了，他就给我们这个机会了。
But if this opportunity is not free, but have a requirement, the criteria is that among all the 40 or 50,000 tickets, we have to buy 800 tickets.
然后它是80块一张。
And then each ticket costs you $80.
那他们只收30块。
But we have to pay only $30.
那50块就也送给角声做支持福音广场。
And then the rest of the $50 that you pay from your $80,will be used to support the CCHC ministry.
也是有一个筹款的一个机会。
So it is an opportunity for us to raise fund.
那所以我也趁这个机会邀请大家，假如你从来没有去过看球赛，我希望教会好像一个去旅行的一个活动，去参加一个这样的一个活动。
So I'd like to take this opportunity to invite all of you to buy tickets, and then also you may consider it as a field trip for the House of Christ Love.
所以，假如教会呢能够帮忙推到十张票了，就每张50块就够了。
So
500块钱呢就可以了。
So if we can contribute 10 tickets, that will be a great help to the CCHC ministry.
所以我希望大家能够当一个这礼拜六这个活动来支持那个角声的工作。
So we may consider on one hand is a fundraising activity, but on the other hand is a field trip for the family of God.
我发觉了推八百张票真是不容易。
So I found out to sell 800 tickets is no easy task.
在中国的教会，中国人的大概都比较不是说很多去看棒球赛。
Well, because we Chinese are not all of them are excited about baseball game.
所以我现在通常都是要求教会了，奉献500块钱，把它买下来送给会友去参加。
So if you are not really not able to attend the event, you may contribute the money so that I can use it, the ticket to. Give it to those who are interested.
希望大家能够支持这个。
So it's my prayer for hope that your church may support us.
好，今天呢，我跟大家分享的一个主题呢是保罗与以巴弗提。
So the topic of tonight's sermon is Paul and Epaphroditus.
这是一个很普通的一个题目。
So this is not an ordinary topic.
就是保罗与以巴弗提。
That is Paul and his fellow worker Epaphroditus.
不过呢，我也觉得这是一个很重要的题目。
So, but I view it as a very important topic.
因为这个是讲到两个人的一个非常深厚的一个关系。
Because I mentioned about the relationship between two God's servants.
保罗与以巴弗提可以说是王连之交，一个年老，一个青年。
So Paul, being a senior person, and Epaphroditus, being a younger one, they have a very intimate relationship.
好像我们的教会里面呢，也有年纪大的，也有年纪幼。
So just like in every church, we have some senior person and we have some younger one.
两个不同的年纪的人呢，都可以来建立一个比较深厚的一种感情。
Well, the interesting thing is, even though they have a great generation gap, but they can work together and for the ministry of the Lord.
我觉得教会呢，假如能够建立这种关系就非常好。
So if church can build up this kind of cross-generation gap relationship, that will be very helpful.
年纪比较大的可以关心呢，就比较年轻的。
For the senior person, they can take care of the younger one.
然后年轻的也可以照顾年纪比较大的。
And for the younger one, they can fulfill the need of the older one, which they cannot fulfill.
哦，我发觉这个很重要。
Now this is a very beautiful picture.
我们年纪大的人啊，真的很需要年轻人的帮助。
So for those who are advanced in ages, we really need young people to support us and help us.
最近我看过一个纪录片叫《面包情人》。
So recently, I saw a movie called Money Honey.
面包中文是面包情人。
面包Money Honey.
那时候电影我看到时，我心里面有很大的感触。
So having viewed this movie, my heart was warmed.
那里讲到了在台湾的一个老人院里面。
And to talk about in Taiwan, there was a nursery for the older people.
哇，里面看到很多的老人家，他们完全不能够照顾自己。
So we see so many old people, they're so weak and was not able to take care of themselves.
所有的都需要人照顾。
So every movement, every action of the life need people to help him.
我看到的时候呢，我就想到，哎呀，我将来就是差不多的。
So having watched this movie, and then I reflect in my mind that maybe one day I will be one of them.
我们都需要人照顾的。
Well, we all need people to take care of.
我觉得神做人是很特别的。
So I found out that God create human being is very unique.
就好像一个 cycle 这样的感觉。
It is just like a cycle.
那些老人家八九十岁的九十几岁的老人家了，就好像一个两三岁的 baby 一样的。
So you see the 80 years old or 90 years old men or women, they sometimes behave like a little baby, little child.
我发觉了这个 baby 小的时候了，就父母了去照顾他。
So we know the baby will be taken care of by their parents.
这个 baby 连走路都不懂。
So they are not able to walk.
讲话也不懂。
And as a baby, they would, don't know how to speak.
吃东西也不懂。
And they don't know how to eat.
什么都不懂。
They know nothing.
但是呢，爸爸妈妈呢，就好好的照顾他。
But the parents will take well care of them.
然后呢，就是经过很多年之后，又反过来了。
So many decades later, and then this cycle reverse.
那个父母呢，又变成那个 baby 一样了。
So the parents all of a sudden become a baby, and they do not be able to keep abreast with the society.
就需要孩子的照顾。
Now it was a time that children should take care of them.
那个作者啊，那个导演呢，很好。
And the movie, the one who make the movie was very interesting.
他为什么要拍这个纪录片呢？
Now first of all, why he make this kind of movie?
他就是觉得，就他的祖母啊，就是在那个老人院里面。
Because the filmmaker's grandmother was in the nursery.
所以他就放弃，他本来要到纽约读那个电影的，他就放弃了。
So he forsake the opportunity to come to New York to learn filming.
他是在台湾继续他的学业。
And then he continued his academic pursuit in Taiwan.
同时照顾他的祖母。
And at the same time take the opportunity to take care of his own.Grandparents.
这是人与人之间的关系。
So these are the human relationships.
在神的计划里面就是这样。
It's within the desire of God.
那人与人之间就需要彼此的照顾。
So therefore, we human beings need one another.
我觉得在教会里面
，and even in church，
也有同样可以体验这种的彼此的关系。
We can experience this relationship.And taken care for one another.
在这里呢，保罗对以巴弗提有很好的照顾。
So actually, Paul, well taken care of Epaphroditus.
但是呢，以巴弗提也很爱保罗。
And we also know that Epaphroditus loved Paul.
他们有非常美好的关系。
And they have a very beautiful relationship.
这个以巴弗提呢，就是腓立比教会的一个年轻人。
So Epaphroditus was one of the youth in the church of Philippi.
有一天呢，那个腓立比教会呢，报告一件事情。
And one day, the church of Philippi make an announcement.
他们很支持保罗的侍奉。
So they desire to support the ministry of Apostle Paul.
所以呢，他希望派一个年轻人去照顾 保罗。
And then he desired to send off a young man to take care of Paul.
然后呢，以巴弗提就举手。
And then Epaphroditus raised his hand and volunteered to take this job. I am willing to go.
这个很好啊。
Wow, this is a very good volunteerism.
我知道了，从刚才，我先说，我们来看看这段圣经哈。
Well, maybe let us look at the Bible verses. And then it will be more plain and clear to you.
那这个圣经呢，是讲到那个以巴弗提呢，已经去到保罗那里了。
So the scripture we are going to about to read is about this young man, Epaphroditus, already went to serve Paul.
不过呢，过了段时间之后呢，
but sometime later,
叫保罗就说，我必须打发那个以巴弗提回到腓立比教会。
And Paul said, I cannot have this young man all the time. I have to send him back to you, to the church of Philippi.
好，然后我们来看看保罗怎么说。
And then let us what Paul has said.
腓立比书二章。
May you turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
2章25节到30节。
And we're going to read from verse 25 to verse 30.
我们来读中文。
And we're going to read Chinese first, and then I will read English later.
我用我的广东国语读好了。第25节。 然而我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。26节，他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了，他实在是病了，几乎要死。然而神怜悯他，不但怜。 不单连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧。所以我越发基督打发他去，叫你们再见他，就可以喜乐。我也可以少些忧愁。故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因为他为做基督的功夫。 几乎要死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 25. But the thing is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you send to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you, and is distressed, because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety, Welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me.
等一下我会详细的来解释这段圣经。So
I will give you a detailed explanation in a moment.
我只是让大家看这个非常美好的一个关系。But
I just read these verses to you to give you a framework to get a feel of their relationships.
以巴弗提很爱保罗，愿意去服侍保罗。
So Epaphroditus loved Paul dearly, and he was willing to serve him and take care of his need.
虽然他也很爱他的教会。
So even though he loved his own church, this young man.
所以呢，去了一段时间之后呢，保罗发觉一件事情。
So after he was with Paul for a while, and Paul all of a sudden discover one thing.
他很想念教会的弟兄姐妹。
Because this young man think of his own church all the time.
所以呢，他就打发以巴弗提。
So for this reason, Paul sent this young man Epaphroditus back to his home church.
这是保罗对以巴弗提的关心。
So this is the care that Paul for this young man.
他不会据为己有。
So Paul does not just take it this young man for her own advantage.
乃是愿意隔爱。
But willing.
隔爱把那个以巴弗提打发。
To give up this young man and send him back to his home church.
这是他们的关系。
So this is a very selfless relationship.
现在呢我们来注意一个地方。
So let's pay attention to a very important point that is recorded in verse 25.
这里保罗提到他跟以巴弗提有四种的关系。
So first of all, Paul outlined the four relationship between himself and Epaphroditus.
这是我们今天可以在教会里面呢可以学习的。
So this is the lesson we may learn from this sermon.
我很希望我们的教会彼此之间能够建立这几种的关系。
So it's my hope that brothers and sisters will have this kind of four kinds of relationships.
这是很值得的。
So this is a worthwhile for us to mention.
我们值得在教会里面建立一个很好的一种人与人的关系。
So it's a good thing to cultivate a relationship among the fellowship of the church.
我们彼此的照顾。
So we can take care of one another.
第一个关系。
Now the first relationship is,
保罗提到说以巴弗提是我的兄弟。
And Paul said, Epaphroditus is my brother.
什么叫兄弟呢？
Now what's a brother mean?
想到兄弟的时候我们就会觉得很简单。
So brother, in our, our understanding is a very simple thing.
这是一种关系。
So this is one kind of relationship.
假如是在一个家庭里面就是爸爸生下来的两个很自然就成为兄弟。
So in a family, brother means they share the same parents.
然后呢在教会里面我们也彼此来称呼我们是兄弟是姐妹。
So in the same way, in a church, we can address one another as brothers or sisters.
但是有没有想过兄弟本身含有什么意思呢？
So have you really thought about what is the essence or meaning of brother?
为什么在创造里面有兄弟这种的关系？
Why in God's design of creation has this kind of human relationship called brotherhood?
那为什么在教会里面我们要彼此称呼是兄弟姐妹呢？
So why in church we address one another as brothers or sisters?
那究竟这种关系的存在是为了什么呢？
So what is the purpose for the existence of this kind of a unique relationship?
有没有想过？
Have you thought of this?
我觉得在圣经里面神创造了有兄弟的关系了，有一个很重要的事情要我们来做的。
So I believe when God created human relationships, there's the brotherhood has a certain unique characteristic.
那就是让我们在人世上，在生活上是彼此的看守。
That means we keep up one another, we protect one another,
彼此照顾。
And we take care of each other.
你记得那个创世纪里面讲到该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
You remember the story recorded in Genesis?That one brother by the name of Cain murdered his brother Abel.
这是很遗憾的事情。
So this is a very regrettable thing.
那个两兄弟这个很好的关系，但是那个哥哥杀了他的弟弟。
They were brothers and should have a good relationship, but yet the elder brother murdered the younger one.
因为嫉妒他的缘故。
Because of jealousy.
然后呢当做了这件事情之后。
So after the murder,
神就对该隐说。
So God spoke to Cain directly.
你的兄弟亚伯在哪里？
Where is your brother Abel?
那其实神不需要问这个问题啊。
Do you think God doesn't know?
因为神是无所不知的吗？
Because God is all knowing.
他何必要问这个问题呢？
Why God take such an effort to ask this question?
他问这个问题是要提醒一件事情。
And the reason God asked this question is to warn him and remind Cain.
你的兄弟亚伯在哪里？
Where is your brother Abel?
然后该隐怎么回答呢?
And then do you know how Cain replied to God?
该隐就说, And, 我岂是看守我的弟兄的吗?
And Cain retorted to God, Am I the keeper of my brother?
啊，他回答很正确啊。
Well, that is actually, this is a very interesting answer.
我岂是看守我的兄弟的吗?
Am I the keeper of my brother?
他明白上帝的意思。
Actually, behind the answer,
他明白上帝的意思。
He knew God's intention.
他原来其实神问这个问题就是要确定一件事情，兄弟要彼此看守。
And that God asked this question is intended to affirm him. It is a responsibility of the brother to keep safe of his other brothers.
不过可惜，该隐没有这个观念。
Cain doesn't have this kind of concept.
很可惜的。
And this is a very regrettable thing.
他们是亲兄弟，但他没有这个观念。
And they're blood brothers, but they do not understand the meaning of brotherhood.
他还杀了他的弟弟。
And not only that, he murdered his own brother.
这个很可惜的。
So this is a very sad thing to talk about.
但是也提醒我们。
But it also gives us a spiritual lesson.
我们在教会里面。
And as a brothers and sisters within the church,
当我们称呼兄弟姐妹的时候
，So when we call you brother,
你有没有觉得，很多时候我们都忘记了守望这个责任
？And many times we forget that we are the keeper of our brothers or sisters.
我们只是觉得，哎呀，他就是我的兄弟。
And then we just lightly address him.
这个称呼
，Okay, brother.
是个称呼而已。
The address is important, but the meaning is more important.
没有这种实际的一种了解。
But you got to have some substance to support your addressing.
我真的很想很想弟兄姐妹知道。
So it's really my heart to
神把我们放在同一个教会里面。
So the fact that God put us into the same church.
不管你的年纪有怎么样，
年老的年幼的，the differences of your ages.
我们都有一个彼此看守的责任在里面。
And then we have the responsibility of protecting one another.
我们不要称呼而不知道。
So we do not address him as a brother and not knowing what is our responsibility.
这真的是一个普遍的事情啊。
So this is a very ordinary misconception.
最近呢，我听说一件事情。
And recently I heard of a news.
有天就前几天而已。
Actually, it happened a few days ago.
有个人打电话到我的家。
And some people call me on the phone.
我的
at home.
太太接电话。
And my wife pick up the phone.
那我们就听到件我觉得很遗憾的事情。
And then I heard a sort of sad news.
有人告诉他，告诉我太太。
And that person told my wife.
他参加某一个教会的聚会。
And then he told my wife that he was participating in a certain church.
上个主日。
And then actually it was last Sunday.
牧师就上台了。
And then the pastor was about to step up to the podium. And then to make a public announcement.
他说他要辞职了，要 resign.
And then the pastor told the congregation that he is about to resign.
他是创办这个教会的。
And actually, this pastor was the founder of that church.
是很得很多人的敬重的。
And he was well respected by the congregations.
但是他说他 resign, 他要辞职。
But he said, I'm going to resign.
他没有讲原因。
And without explaining any reason.
只是觉得那个执事会认为他做了一件不应该做的事情，所以就请他下台。
And because the deacon board thought he was doing something improper and asked him to resign.
我不知道是什么事。
And I don't know what is the thing.
我也不觉得应该要知道是什么事。
And then I do not feel the urge to ask why.
不过我提到这件事情了。
But I heard of these things.
我觉得有件事情很奇怪。
And then there's something that which beyond my imagination.
为什么那个执事会哈？要觉得牧师做错了事情，要他 resign.
And the puzzle me is why that deacon board felt that the pastor had done something wrong and request him to resign.
但那个执事会 没有 resign， 没有 resign， 为什么呢？
And then the deacon board did not resign.
为什么我这样讲呢？
And why should I say this?
因为我们是认为这是牧师，这是这个执事会。
Because we make an arbitrary separation. This is a pastor, this is a deacon board.
这个是管理的机构。
And this, the deacon board is a controlling organization.
这是一个做了不正确事情的人。
And this is the pastor that report to the deacon board and doing something improper. And therefore, he should step down.
但是假如你从一个看守的观念呢来看呢，就完全不同的结果。
But if you look at this whole thing from the point of view as a unity, as a united, government body,
假如我负责看守这个放映投影机。
So, just for instance, if I am responsible for the projector,
那我要看住它的。
So, I have to pay attention to make sure it works.
结果呢，下个礼拜回到这里是不见了。
So, if next week and then find out the projector disappear next Sunday,
那你觉得我有没有责任？
So, what do you think? Am I responsible for that?
我当然有责任啊。
And of course, I'm responsible for that.
因为我是看守这个 projector.
Because it's my job, my responsibility to take care of this projector.
所以在教会里面呢。
So therefore, within the church.
假如有人做错了。
So if someone was at fault.
我也有责任啊。
I have the responsibility too.
因为我是看守他的。
Because I am the keeper of my fellow worker.
但很可惜。
But unfortunately,
我们都通常没有这个观念。
Because we do not have this kind of conception.
错是他的错。
So if anything at fault, it's his,
他要承担责任。
He has to shoulder the responsibility.
我没有责任。
And I am clean.
但这个不是在教会里面的观念。
But this is not the relationship that the Bible talk about.
当然我们要有 discipline, 我们要有一种的纪律。
And I don't deny that in every organization, we have certain rules and regulations and discipline.
我们都有一种做事的办法。
And we have a way of doing things.
我不是说那个执事会做错了。
And I'm not saying the deacon board was totally wrong.
我只是觉得很奇怪。
But I just feel very strange.
我只是想指出一件事情。
So the point I try to point out is,
我们都有责任。
We all have responsibility when someone is at fault.
我们可以有纪律，我们可以做这样的事情。
We have the regulations, we have the rules to execute certain programs.
我们不可以置身事外。
But we are not outside the circle.
因为我们是彼此看守。
Because we are the keepers for one another.
什么叫彼此看守？
Now what does it mean by taking off each other?
彼此看守的意思就是我知道他的情况，我知道他的需要。
So to keep our brother in shape is because I know his need and I know his situation.
然后我帮助他来经过他的难处。
And then I would help him to go through this difficult time.
你知道保罗很知道以巴弗提的。
You know, Paul knew Epaphroditus very well.
他真是看守住他的。
And he always keep track of this young man.
所以当他发觉以巴弗提了很想念腓立比教会的时候。
So when Paul sensed that this young man was so distressed and thinking of his home church.
而且不单是以巴弗提想念教会，教会也想念以巴弗提。
And not only this young man always think about the church, and in the same way the church also think about this young man.
所以呢，保罗呢知道。
And Paul knew.
所以保罗就打发他。
And Paul selflessly sent this young man back to the church.
保罗很指示。
But Paul is a very observant.
我读到这个圣经的时候，我很佩服保罗。
So when I read these verses, I really admire our brother Paul.
他是一直的来保护着那个以巴弗提。
So he continuously to protect Epaphroditus.
你知道了，保罗假如打发那个以巴弗提回教会的话，会产生什么结果了？
So if Paul just simply, okay, you go back to your church, what would happen?
保罗的心是好的。
So even Paul has a right motive.
他要成全以巴弗提。
And he will fulfill his desire.
他要成全教会。
And he will fulfill the desire of his home church.
但 假如保罗没有讲清楚的话，他就害了那个青年人了。
But if Paul did not make the reason very clear, it may do harm to this young man.
因为呢，他是半途而废吗？
And then the church may think, wow, this guy give up.
他没有完成任务。
And how come this young man did not finish his mission and come back?
就有问题了。
And always quit halfway.
所以保罗不喜欢他，就把他赶走。
So maybe Paul doesn't like him. This is why Paul just, okay, you go home.
是不是啊？会有这样可能性。
So this kind of misunderstandings may happen.
保罗是看守这位小弟兄的。
But in reality, Paul protect this young man.
所以他为他做所有的事情。
So he will make everything clear so that there will be no whatsoever misunderstanding.
不单体恤以巴弗提。
And not only he considerate for him.
他还写了这封信。
And he also wrote a letter.
要以巴弗提带回给。
And then asked Epaphroditus as a messenger to take this Paul's letter to his home church.
然后给他解释。
And then to explain for this young man.
对，我觉得这个很好啊。
I thought this is a very,
他怎么为他解释呢?
Have a very good consideration. What is Paul's
concern? 他提到以巴弗提的时候,
so when he talk about Epaphroditus,
30节,
and then let's jump to verse 30.
因为他做基督的功夫几乎要死, 不顾性命, 要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
And then on verse 30, Paul commend Epaphroditus.Because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me.
这是推荐那个以巴弗。
So this is a letter of recommendation.
我们人与人之间，弟兄姐妹之间，我们多不多讲类似的话。
So in our relationship among our brothers and sisters, we should learn how to recommend our brothers and sisters to others.
有没有这样的？经常听到这样的话。
Have you?Frequently heard of these words of recommendation?
这个弟兄很好啊。
And have you heard the people say, oh, this brother is good?
这位姐妹为做基督的功夫啊非常努力。
And this sister worked very hard for the work of Christ?
啊她搏晒命啊拼命的来工作。
So he gave out all his effort for the work of Christ?
啊这是很好的一种推荐。
So this is a very wonderful recommendation.
他怕那个腓立比教会的人误会这位 小弟兄。
So with this kind of recommendation, there will be no misunderstanding from the church.
所以他这样讲。
And this is why Paul said this in verse 30.
关系是从这样的情况建立起来。
So this relationship was built on such a recommendation foundation.
好话真是要多讲。
So to recommend other peopleTo speak good of other people, we should learn more and more.
有时候呢，不妨多讲我几句好话，给我鼓励。
So, and I don't mind if you say good about me, and then actually you give me the encouragement.
啊，真的有一次我得到很大的鼓励。
And in reality, there was one time I was greatly encouraged.
有一位我的同工告诉我。
Because one of my fellow worker told me.
就是我的带我信主的一位牧师。
And there was an old pastor who led me to Christ during my younger years.
对了，我的同工说。
And then he said to my fellow worker.
那个同工转给我听。
And then my fellow worker told me.
我的那位牧师讲什么呢?
And then what did he said to my co-worker?
其实很简单的一句话。
Actually very simple.
他说，老牧师是位好牧师啊。
And Pastor Low is a good pastor.
哎呀，这传给我的同工。
And then he spoke to my fellow worker.
我的同工传给我。
And my fellow worker told me.
哎，我心里面开心的好几天。
Oh, my heart was greatly encouraged.
哎，原来讲好话很重要。
So I suddenly discovered speak good for other people is a good thing to do.
当然不要讲假话啊。
But I said speak of good things, but no falsehood.
我们在教会里面需要常常有这种肯定，对人的侍奉的肯定。
So every brothers and sister need this kind of affirmation.
这是一种看守。
So this is one kind of protection.
然后呢，这个保罗对腓立比教会怎么说呢？
And then Paul continues to talk to the church of Philippi.
29节。
And let's go to verse 29.
故此你们要在主里快快乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人。
welcome him, that means Epaphroditus, in the Lord with great joy and honor man like him.
是不是啊,这个很好?
So is that good?
他叫腓立比教会不要轻视这个年轻人。
So he told the church of Philippi, do not look down upon this young man.
一点都不要表示一种不高兴。
Do not express any unpleasant notion to him.
你先要快快乐乐。
And then you have to do it with great joy and gladness.
要尊重他。
And also respect him.
我觉得这是保罗对 以巴弗提的一种很大很大的体谅。
So I think this is very considerate recommendation letter Paul given to the church. So if a man quit halfway on his task, what would he think? And then it gives people the feeling that maybe Paul just stand boldly and then hit his breast. And then saying this young man just quit halfway.
以巴弗提带着什么的心情回到教会里面?
So if the church have this kind of misconception, what kind of feeling that Epaphroditus had when he met his fellow brothers and sisters? So the attitude, the church, individual is very important.
当以巴弗提看到大家都快快乐乐地迎接他，他心头的大石就放下来了。
So just imagine when Epaphroditus entered the main door of the church, everybody cheer him up and welcome him with gladness. So I believe this young man will be very pleased.
所以这是保罗对一个弟兄的看守。
So this is the way Paul protect this young man.
很重要的。
And it's very important for us to
对了,
learn. And secondly,
与我一同做工。
And Paul also addressed Epaphroditus as fellow worker.
在教会里面,我们都有同工的关系。
So within the fellowship of the church, we also have the relationship of being a fellow worker.
他说,以巴弗提是我的同工。
And he said that Epaphroditus is my fellow, Paul said, is my fellow worker.
什么叫同工?
Now what does it mean by fellow worker or co-workers?
我们这里教会有没有同工?
So do we have co-workers in our church?
你觉得同工是一种关系,是怎么样的一种关系呢?
So what is the conception of the relationship of a fellow workers?
什么叫同工?
What does it mean by fellow workers?
今天我们来到教会,这个教会里面。
So now we all come to the church together.
我负责讲道。
And then my responsibility today is to preach.
TC负责翻译。
And my job is to translate.
刘医生在做领事。
And then Dr. Lau will be the inspiration leader.
然后有做交代。
And then we have ushers.
有教主日学。
And then we have Sunday school teachers.
你说这个是不是同工啊?
So what do you think? Are these co-workers?
这个是同工。
Of course, they are co-workers.
但也不一定是同工。
But on the other hand, it may not.
为什么我这样说呢?
Now why I said this?
一个真正的同工呢?
Because a real fellow worker
是有同一个目标的,
having the same purpose.
能够, 分担忧愁的,
and they can share the burdens.
能够分享喜乐的,
and they can share the joy.
能够呢,有种 你不能够没有我,我不能够没有你的那种感觉。
And then also have a feeling that I need you and you need me.
这就是同工。
This is the essence of fellow worker.
这个很重要的一种观念。
This is a very important concept.
我相信大家可能都听过一个故事。
So I believe the story I'm about to tell you, you have heard before.
这个故事啦,对,是很有意思。
So the story goes this way.
有一个人他经过的地方。
So a man walked by a place.
就看见有一个人在盖那个房子。
And then he saw a man was in the process of building a house.
然后他就问他,
And then he asked him,
你在做什么啊?
What are you doing now?
那个人就说, 你看不见吗? 我就放砖头。
So can you see? I'm laying out the, bricks.
很辛苦的, 一块一块,
so it's a laborious job. I have to do it one piece at a time.
对啊,他是在放砖头。
So his job is a brick layer.
然后那个人又问旁边那个人,
And then the other man talked to the other worker.
做同样的一件事情。
And then he did the same thing.
放砖头。
And then to just put down the bricks.
他就问他，你在做什么事啊？
What are you doing?
他就很快乐地告诉那个访问的人。
And then he quickly replied to the one, to the questioner.
他说，你看不见吗？
Can you see?
我是在盖一个圣殿啊。
I'm building a sanctuary.
啊，这个是同样的工作。
Actually, it's same kind of work, but it's a different kind of a concept.
一个是很辛苦的放砖头,
and one is a very laborious job.
一个是很快乐的说, 我要盖一个圣殿,
and other one view it as a very joyful task.
我觉得在教会里面的同工,
so I believe the fellow workers in our church,
我们需要有一种的有一个共同的目标。
So we have to have a common objective.
我相信你们是有。
And I believe
you have. 是同工。
And I believe you are the good fellow workers.
因为大家都有一个心，要好好的建立一个教会。
Because we all have the same attitude to build up the church of God.
建立一个主爱之家。
To build up a church that Jesus loves.
所以当我们有这个观念的时候，
so as long as we have this kind of common concept,
我们就能够产生一个同工的关系了。
Then we have this kind of fellowship relationship.
我们就会一起来把我们的爱导出来。
So we can pour out our love.
当我们看见有人信主的时候，我们大家可以分享那种快乐。
So when we see people come to the church and believe in Jesus, we can share the great joy.
看到爱心在我们当中那种弥漫出去的时候，我们心里面也快乐。
So when we see the love of Christ overflow outside the church, we are very joyful. This is the essence of fellowship.
非常重要。
So this is very important.
当我们要建立这种情况的时候，
So in order to cultivate this culture,
我们就真的一种密不可分的一种感觉。
So that we will have a very intimate relationship in Christ.
彼此配搭,
and everyone coordinate with one another. And then we labor one another with one another. And then to build the house of Christ's love. So this is a joyful thing that we can experience. So do you know what is the most joyful thing in our life? And those are related to the relationship among human beings.Do you agree with me?
人生最痛的事情都是人给你的。
So those most painful things that you might have experienced is given by other fellow human beings.
最苦的是人给的。
So the most terrible thing is given by human beings.
但最快乐也是人给的。
And the most joyful thing is also given by human beings.
我们都有这种情。
And then we all experience this kind of experiences.
所以我盼望我们好好的来在这个主爱之家里面建立一个美好的同工的关系。
So it's my hope that we all build up a good relationship as a fellow workers.
这是很值得去投资的。
So this is a thing that worthy of our investment.
不过我们一定要有一个同工的观念。
But the prerequisite is we have to understand this concept and have the common goal.
第三。
Thirdly,
保罗提到以巴弗提的时候，他说他是与我一同当兵的。
And Paul related to Epaphroditus as a fellow soldier.
是一个很特别的形容啊。
So this is a very peculiar description.
他是跟我一同当兵的。
So he was fighting the same battle alongside me.
是战友啊。
So they are comrades.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你们有没有种感觉？
Do you have this kind of feeling?
有没有种看见?
Do you have this kind of perception?
在教会里面,
so within the church,
其实我们是同来面对一些的征战的。
So we are really facing a very important warfare.
其实不单是教会的工作,
and not only the work of the church.
我们人生都有很多征战。
And actually, in our life, we have so many struggles.
是不是啊?
You agree?
很多的征战。
We have so many struggles in our life.
我们自己的需要。
Our own personal need.
世界的需要。
And the need of the society.
工作上的需要。
And the need of the workplace.
我们都需要有种征战的心情来胜过它。
So we must have this kind of spirit of struggling in order to triumph over the difficulties.
有没有这个？我们在教会里面，我们究竟是面对一些征战呢，还是一场的游戏呢？
So are we facing a spiritual warfare or just a church game?
很多时候我们都没有这种观念。
And sometimes we lost sight of this kind of concept.
我特别是郊区的教会。郊区好像。
Especially in the suburban church.
那种对征战的观念啊，有时候不是那么浓厚。
So we have to admit that we are weak in this, warfare.Perception.
也许是我错啊，说不定啊。
Maybe I'm wrong.
去到那个 city 里面，有很多很多的诱惑啊，很多的问题啊，是我们要面对。
But if you go to the city, you will facing a lot of temptations and lot of enticements.
相对来说，这个环境比较。
So, relative speaking, and the suburban church is more simple.
那我们是一同当兵的。
So we must understand that we are fellow soldiers.
那在当时来说，保罗为什么讲这句话呢？
So why Paul used this parable?
因为他跟教会他的兄弟同样的面对一件事情，就是人的心要被夺回，让他们归向基督。
Because Paul and Epaphroditus has a common purpose.That is to snatch back human beings, the precious souls from the hands of Satan.
就是要把人从撒旦的权下带出来。
That means we have to, set them free from the dominion of Satan.
这是教会的责任。
So this is the church mission.
所以保罗永远记得他的征战的对象是什么。
So Paul knew who is the enemy.
然后呢，在当时他们要守住真理。
And then they have to uphold the truth.
这个是他当时的一个很重要的任务。
So this is the challenge in Paul's time.
那今天呢？
So what about today?
我们都面对很多征战。
So we, in the same way, face a lot of struggles and spiritual warfares.
我们都有领人归主的一个征战。
And we, it's a spiritual warfare for you.To lead people to Christ. To snatch them from the dominion of Satan. So recently, I received a phone call.
Rhode Island 的一个弟兄打给我。
It was from a brother in Rhode Island.
他打给我说什么呢?
So what did he tell me?
他请我去帮助一个人，一个自杀的人的一个家，他的家属。
So he invited me to help a family, one of their family members committed suicide.
在他的教会附近有个餐馆。
So in this family's neighborhood, there was a church. Around the church, there was a restaurant.
这个餐馆呢，最近呢就请了一个人做洗碗的啊，做洗碗。
So this restaurant.Recently, hire a worker to do the washing of these dishes. So the first day he report to work. Before he even work. And then the boss said, okay, you go to wash the dishes. And he said, I have a headache, I cannot do anything. And what happened? And then he jumped down from the...from the floor, the upper stories. And then the boss of the restaurant and asked for advice from church. And then the church asked me to take care of this. Because the one who jumped from the floor was from New York.
于是我们就帮这个家庭办理很多很多从来没有办过的事情。
And then we help this family, to take care of so many things that we have never done before.
不过当我们帮他的时候，我就想一件事情。
So in the process of helping this family, something comes to my mind.
我想假如这个人早一点到教会，早一点认识我们，他就不用自杀。
So I just thought if this person knew church and come to Christ earlier, and he would not have committed suicide.
我们不知道他为什么自杀。
And we don't know the reason why he killed himself.
不过呢，从他的太太，我们谈话的时候，那太太告诉我一件事情呢，我觉得很悲哀，可能就是这个原因。
But from my conversation with his wife, and then I sent something that is very sad. Maybe that is a reason for him to commit suicide. So his wife said, my husband was only, was at his 50s.
从中国, 来 New York, 不够一年。
And then he came from China in less than a year.
在中国本来有很好的工作。
So he was having a good job in China.
但是因为要家庭团聚, 所以就来到 New York.
And because he want to united with his family, this is why he forsake the good job and came to New York. But when he come to New York, he doesn't know what to do.
他每做了什么工作了，很多老板都在骂他的。
So every job that he engaged, the boss was not pleased with him.
太太告诉我的。
And then this is why the wife told me.
被人骂，就那太太就安慰他，被人骂算了，你就是好好工作，好好生活。
So when the boss treat him badly and the wife just comfort him, oh, you just work and forget about that.
不过听到时我觉得很难过。
But when I heard this story, I feel very sad.
一个五十几岁的人。
And he's only about at his 50s and came to the United States.
在餐馆里面洗碗。
And then he doing the job as a dishwasher and still scolded by his boss.
觉得我不晓得在我们当中有没有人做餐馆老板的。
So I don't know whether you have a restaurant boss here or not.
会骂死人的，原来真的。
To treat your employee good because you may kill him.
一个人他常常来到一个陌生的地方，常常被骂。
So just imagine a person who came to a strange place and always badly treated, and it's very difficult to.Handle.
但是我觉得假如他早点来找到我们。
So but if he could have come to see me earlier,
我们可以帮他，可以扶持他。
And we can help him and then also uphold him.
我们会告诉他你是上帝所爱的。
And we can tell him that you are beloved by God.
你是尊贵的，你是上帝的儿子啊。
And in God's sight, you are very precious. You are the child of God.
相信我们可以帮到他的。
And then I believe this kind of concept will help you.
我觉得教会其实面对强的征战。
So therefore I believe that the church always facing a spiritual warfare.
我们有一个责任就把人从撒旦的权下带回来。
And it's our responsibility to snatch back from the hand of Satan.
教会还有一个很重要的征战。
And then the church has another very importantbattle to fight.
不知道
了。 I don't know whether you know it or not.
六月底。
And then at the end of last June,
美国的大法官要做个非常重要的决定。
At the end of this June, and the Supreme Court will make a very unprecedented decision.
同性恋是不是合法化？同性婚姻是不是合法化？
To decide the legitimacy of same-sex marriage.
我们都觉得有点悲观的。
So we are very pessimistic.
这个事情呢，也就是今天得不到，明天得不到，后天，
但
总要得到。
If they fail this time, they will try again, and if fail next time, they try again until Satan wins.
我来讲道之前，在车上收到一个 email.
So before I came to preach here, I on the call I received an email.
是我北加州的总监写给我的。
It is the the CCHC co-worker leader from California.
那北加州为这个同性恋的这个事情呢，最多都是在三藩市，在北加州的地方。
So our organization was very active in the fight against the same-sex marriage in the Northern California.
他告诉我一件事情。
And my co-worker told me.
这个审判的时候。所有的证人都 chicken out 都不愿意去面对这个事情。
So,
就是站在反对同性恋婚姻合法化的那些证人都全部都 chicken out, 都不愿意去。
So, all the witnesses who was vote against, same-sex marriage refused to attend the meeting.
只有一个人。
Only one.
愿意去。
Willing to go.
他就是我们所认识的一个人。
And whom we know.
华人教会的一位弟兄。
That is,a brother from a Chinese church.
但是我们都知道这样站出来是非常不容易的事情。
So we and I, you and I knew that this is not an easy task to stand up.
那个人因为不想连累角生他就辞掉角生那个委员的那个工作。
Because this man do not want to, in his mind, hurt CCHC, so he resigned first.
有很多的攻击，很多的 attack 在里面。
Because there will be lots of attack against our organization.
他自己已经打算倾家荡产的了。
So he risked all his possessions.
因为假如这个法案对那个同性恋运动不利的话，他们就会告这个人。
So if the decision was not at the advantage of those who support same-sex marriage, and then he will be in a position of being sued.
所以我们都决定。
So therefore,
要完全 support 这样的一个弟兄。
We, our organization, desire to fully support this brother.
对于我们来说是个不容易的决定。
So to us, this is not an easy decision.
我们已经面对这种 attack。
So we are facing this insurmountable attack.
我们的同工告诉我们。
And then our co-worker told me.
他说我们的号角一个报纸啊，很多大的公司都不愿意在其中当广告了。
So many big companies refuse to put their advertisement in our publications.
最初我们不知道为什么。
And at the beginning, we do not know why.
但有内部的人告诉我们。
But there's some insider told me.
不用再申请了，不会的了。内部里面觉得你们反对同性恋。
So you don't have to try again because everybody knows CCHC is stand firm in fight against and same-sex marriage.
其实整个的世界，真理是跟非，很多都是混乱了，都不清楚的。
So this is the world where truth and falsehood become very blurred.
老实说，当我现在提到这个问题的时候，可能在我们下面，可能有一般的人他不晓得我在讲什么。
So as I mention these things, maybe 50% of you not knowing what I'm really talking about.
因为几十年来，同性恋运动已经把整件事情已经模糊化了。
Because throughout the decades in the past, the same-sex marriage, the concept of same-sex marriage has been blurred by the media.
这个教会反对这个事情太落后了。
So the church was, backslidden in this battle.
所以其实在教会里面有两种人，已经做成一种分裂的情况。
So therefore, even within the church was divided. There are two kinds of people
on
this issue. So we are facing a spiritual battle.
这是很严重。
So this is a very serious matter.
但是一同当兵是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by being a fellow soldiers?
一同当兵的意思就是彼此来掩护的。
So being a fellow soldier is one protect one another.
你知道我们在人生里面不单我刚面对我刚才讲的问题。
So, in the process of our life, we are facing so many difficulties.
不单是我们有责任要把人从撒旦的权下领回来。
Not only we have the responsibility to snatch people from the dominion of Satan.
不单是关于一些重要的那种真理的议题我们需要保护。
Not only that we have to protect the, some agenda related to the truth of the Bible.
我们人生里面也有很多的能够破坏我们的迷惑我们的很多情欲的问题，很多罪恶的问题。
So even in our personal life, we are facing so many temptations, lust, and enticement.
你不要以为这个很简单呢。
And don't think this is a very easy task.
我们是需要彼此提醒的。
So we need to be warned all the time. And to be protected one another. To help one another.
很多婚姻的破裂不是他们想的。
So a failure of a marriage is not, not really they want.
很多人的堕落不是他想的。
So the depravity of a person is not what they really want.
我们假如不是能够彼此的帮助，彼此的体谅，
If we cannot consider one another, protect one another, remind one another, we too can fail.
在教会里面。
So this is particularly true within the church.
我们需要彼此帮助。
So we need to help one another.
好像我刚才讲到了位牧师。
And just like I mentioned the pastor who resigned earlier.
我发觉执事会对这个事情呢处理了太简单。
So in my opinion, the deacon board did not handle properly.
我觉得教会真的要有这种观念，我们是彼此掩护的，彼此帮助，彼此给机会的。
So we ought to have this kind of concept that we have to give opportunity for one another. We have to protect one another at our own expense.
我想到主耶稣的对彼得讲的一句话。
That bring me to mind the words Jesus spoke to Peter.
我觉得教会在处理这些事情上应该用这个方法。
So when church during a conflict, we ought to use this kind of concept.
记得这段圣经吗？
Do you remember the Bible verses?
耶稣对彼得说。
And how Jesus taught Peter?
他说撒旦要这个国语怎么讲啊？要摔你们，要摔啊，摔你们。
And Satan will sieve you out.
好像摔麦子一样。
And just like the farmer sieve out the wheat.
叫淘汰你。
That means to eliminate some of you.
有一种属灵的一种情况是我们不能够不知道的。
So this is a kind of the spiritual condition we ought to be aware of. Because Satan constantly sieve out you.
但是耶稣怎么对彼得说呢？
But Jesus encouraged Peter.
但我已经为你祷告。
And Jesus said, But I already pray for you.
叫你不至于失去信心。
So that you will not lose your faith.
这是他的对彼得的一个态度。
And that is the attitude that Jesus had toward Peter.
我已经为你祷告。
I have already prayed for you.
叫你不至失去信心。
So that you will never lose your faith.
然后
And then Jesus continued.
他对彼得说, 你回头之后,
When you turn back,
他还相信彼得能够回头的,
Because Jesus believed Peter can turn back.
最重要的下面这句话,
And the most important sentence you ought to pay attention to. After turning back,
要坚固你的弟兄,
you have to strengthen your brother.
他不是叫他下台,
And you're not going to pull him down.
来是提升他。
But elevate him.
你回头之后,
After you return,
你要坚固你的弟兄,
you have to strengthen your brother.
你还可以承担你弟兄的责任,
And then you have to carry the load of your brother.
我觉得这是正确的态度。
That is a good attitude we need to learn.
定罪太容易了。
Condemnation is bad.
不是的, 不是这样。
And this is not what we learn.
首先为他祷告。
First, you ought to pray for your brother.
给他机会,
and give him the chance to turn back, and help him to stand up again.
我越来越觉得,
and increasingly, I believe,
那是失败过的人,
and then I learn from my own failure.
常常都是最好的同工,
so those who fail you,
这是我的,
it turned out to be the best co-worker.
现在角色里面有一两百个同工了，全世界.
So in my organization.We have about 200 to 300 co-workers.
有一两位的同工。
So among them, two or three.
他经过失败。
And they failed before.
他从失败中出来。
And then he returned and stood up.
他们都是最好的同
工。 And they turned out to be the best co-worker I have ever had.
弟兄姐妹在教会里面。
So brothers and sisters.
不要那么太容易定罪。
Do not be easy to condemn other people.
帮助他。
Help him.
帮助他们从那个软弱失败中出来。
Help him to stand up from weakness and failure.
掩护他。
And then to protect him, to cover him.
这是一同当兵的意思。
This is the essence of being a fellow soldier.
最后
，Lastly，
什么叫一同当兵呢
？What does it mean by fellow soldier？
我一个弟兄告诉我
，And then one brother told me，
我没有当过兵。
I have never been in the armed service.
因为同工他在台湾长大。
So, my co-worker came from Taiwan and he was enlisted to be, in the armed force.
他说当他受这个军训的时候当兵这个训练的时候。
So, during the course of, military discipline.
他有一个教导。
And it was, there was a very important rule.
他说这个战场上面的时候。
So, the rule is in the battlefield.
你等于你就把你的生命交给另外一个战友了。
So you fight as if you surrender your life to your fellow soldier. You surrender your life to him.
你必须要信任他。
You must believe in him.
要彼此信任。
You must trust one another.
打得下去的。
Then the victory is at hand.
因为当你向前冲的时候。
Because when you just marching forward.
你就要相信你的同伴能够掩护你，能够保护你。
And you have to believe your fellow soldier will protect you at his own risk.
我就明白原来一堂当兵呢就有一种彼此信任的一种关系。
So now I realize being a fellow soldier, we must have a mutual trust.
我们在教会里面要建立一种彼此的信任。
So this is the same for the church. We have to cultivate this mutual trust among ourselves.
你不要以为这个是很简单。
And do not think this is a very easy task.
在教会里面最容易是不信任的一个地方。
As a matter of fact, this is the weakest link in our service in the church.
为什么我这样说呢
trust. Why I said this?
是有原因的。
And it's not without reason.
我们也要注意的。
And we have to pay attention.
很多时候参加了教会很久之后都有一个感觉。
So many times if you have participated in the ministry of the church, and you will have certain feeling.
假如我们不是实行真理的话。
So, for instance, just if we are not practice the truth.
那就很危险。
So that is a most dangerous thing.
比如说我在讲道。
For example, I'm preaching.
我不实行真理。
And I'm not preaching the truth of the Bible.
然后所有站在讲台上的人。
And then all the one who participate in the pulpit ministry and they're very good speakers. And everything looks good from the surface.
下了台之后,
but after he stepped down from the podium,
什么事都没有发生,
and nothing happened.
这样下去,
and if you continue in this way,
一次两次,
one time,
一个月,
and second time,
两个月,
one month and another month,
一年, 两年,
year after year,
你会发觉一件事情
，and then you will discover，
大家都不可信
，and then you will find out the people are not trustworthy。
他是牧师，所以这样讲
，and because he's a pastor, this is why he say this way。
他站在讲台上，所以这样讲。
He was standing behind the pulpit. This is why he said in this way。
下了台就不一样了。
But after he stepped down the podium, he did not leave out his preaching.
你说这个是不是很危险啊?
So do you think this is very dangerous?
大家都不信任大家。
Then nobody will trust one another.
都是讲讲而已嘛。
And because these are just a lip service.
没有做出来嘛。
And you just preach without practice.
我的生命怎么可以交给一个讲讲而已的人呢?
Now how can I commit my life to a person who just preach?Without practice.
我的软弱我的需要怎么会告诉一个讲讲而已的人呢
How can I share my weakness and my failure to this one who just talk without action?
那些情形之下怎么打仗呢
So if this is the atmosphere in church, how can we fight this spiritual battle and how can we overcome the difficulties?
所以要彼此信任
So therefore, we ought to learn to trust one another.
要实行真理
And then you have to practice what you preach.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
一同当兵。
And this is what it means by being a fellow soldier.
所以我就讲到这里了。
So this is the point I try to deliver tonight.
我希望我们教会能够彼此弟兄姐妹最少建立这三种关系。
So it's my hope that within your church you have to cultivate these three relationships.
我们自己立志。
And we have to make a devotion.
神把我带到这个教会里面。
Since God guide me to the church,
就让我们像兄弟这样。
So I tell myself that I must be a brother of other people.
兄弟是怎么样的？
So what is the essence of a brother?
彼此看守。
That means to keep one another.
了解。
To understand one another. To help one another.
这是兄弟。
That is what brotherhood means.
我们是同工的。
So we are fellow workers.
同一个目标的。
So we have a common goal.
尝试去分担忧患。
And we have to share burdens with other people.
我们是一同当兵。
And lastly, we are the fellow soldier.
我们不是独自去面对人生的
战。So we are not fighting the battle alone.
乃是彼此掩护，彼此帮助。
But we protect one another at our own risk.
我觉得一个教会假如能够做到这一点。
So if a church, we can cultivate these three relationships.
真是非常的宝贵。
And this is very precious.
我自己也是这样来学。
And I'm learning too.
当我读这段圣经的时候
So when I meditate on these verses
我也做这样的立志
And then I make such a resolution
对我的同工
So this should be the attitude I treat my co-workers
我不要这样对他
And then I wish they can treat me in the same way May God help
我们不怕
all of us
我们不怕失败的
We should not afraid of failure
在教会里面我们实行真理
So in the church, we have to practice truth.
不一定是一次就成功的。
Not just once.
但最少我们不断不断不断的尝
试。But continuously attempt to practice truth.
求神祝福我们的教会。
May God bless our church.
当我们做到这几点。
So if we can fulfill these three relationships.
那就是主爱的教会。
That is the house of Christ's love.
主的爱的教会。
And then Christ's love will overflow among us.
把时间交给主。